DJ Julie Jones Evans is in the house. Prickles is in as well. Morning, Julie. How are you?
Oh, yeah. Thank you for inviting me in. I'm very, very well. Thank you.
We forget that you used to do a bit of DJing. Do you still do, you know, spin the old decks?
No, though, funny enough, well, I was a girlfriend and I were talking about doing a night very soon. So, yeah, we might take over New Close Cricket Club for one night.
Nice.
Yeah, do like a Zanies reunion.
Wow.
Those happy days, you remember, don't you?
Soft Cell, Tainted Love, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Bit of Cure.
Now you're talking. Human League.
Yeah. We'll do some dancing on the mirror dance floor. We'll do some shapes. Yeah.
Wow. What about a radio show?
Well, why not?
Why not indeed? Yeah. Why not indeed? Mm. Hey, look, you've been a councillor now for how many terms?
Coming to the end of my second term. So this time next year we'll be racking up for election mode, yeah.
So, scary stuff then.
Yeah, especially now I'm, you know, at the moment I'm an independent, I'm not in a political party, so of course you don't have that machine behind you, you know, doing your printing and all that sort of thing. But, I started off as an independent back in 2008 when I got elected to Newport Parish Council, did my own stuff then, and I've kind of done my own stuff since, really, so quite a nice space for me to be in.
Do you know, I had that vision of when you won first time, they had the results, and the results that were read out of Freshwater Sports Club, weren't they? Westwide Sports Centre.
Yeah.
And I have this vision of you going, yes, yes, when you won. You were so excited.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
What are the plus sides of being a councillor? What's the negativity?
Well, the plus side, it's great to be able to help people where you can, cut through the red tape and see an outcome, you know, and just work something through. But the downside is the system. I've got my own business, so you're in control of things on a day-to-day basis, so you can make decisions, but when you're having to deal with local government, it can take a hell of a long time, and something you might see as straightforward actually isn't, because there's all these sort of, you know, legislation and policies, and you know, people gets bounced from one person to another, and then they're on holiday and then they've left. And my Church Lytton project, for instance, I've been working on that for 6 years and it's just coming to fruition now.
Good grief. That must be... is there ever a time when you think, do you know what, it's this, I'm banging my head against a brick wall?
Oh, yeah, sometimes. But then you remember the little things you may have done to help someone, and kind of you get that sort of buzz and go, yeah, no, you get a buzz from it. And we all need advocates, don't we? You know,
we
need someone to be on your side. And
we do. That's why we got you in, Julie.
I think because I'm a local person, you know, went to school at Medina, you know, grew up in the centre of Newport. This is my town, you know.
Yeah.
And it's all affects
me. This is our town.
Yeah, this is our town. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. We're at school together. So.
What year did you leave?
I left in 84.
84.
Yeah. To go to college.
I'm slightly older than you then.
Quite a bit older.
No, it's charming. So, I mean, we love it, don't we? We love being here. Otherwise, we would have moved away a long time ago.
Yeah, well, I did move away, but went, you know, had a sort of career in London, and but then, yeah, the island's got a sort of elastic band effect, hasn't it?
It certainly has.
Yeah.
Not in your case.
No, I've never left.
They've never let
I've
you.
I've never left. They wouldn't let me off.
You haven't got a passport, have you? Can't get across. So what is the project that you're working on at the moment with Church Lytton?
Okay, so anyone who uses the Newport Library, Lord Louis Library and the bus station probably seen there's kind of a bit of antisocial behaviour around there.
Yeah.
Not in a, you know, it's scary, but in a more in it's like litter and there's language and just groups of young people not doing anything wrong per se, but it's just sort of the wrong place for them to be.
Sure.
So I found some space in Church Lytton near actually the other end of the library where we're going to put two youth shelters in there, and we're going to put a couple of pieces of the outdoor gym equipment, and one of them is going to be able to better charge your phone up on it.
Oh wow.
So it'll be a nice space, nice safe space. CCTV camera can be there, because you know, there are issues with safeguarding around that area as well, so just to really create a space for them.
Do you know what I find amazing about the Lord Louis Library? Is at the outside, those windows, they're like too nice, you know, to not sit on, aren't they?
Yeah.
Because by the way, do you know what I mean? You'd have thought, move the windows forward, stop people sitting there, you won't have people sitting there.
Yeah.
And whenever you go around there, there'll always be someone sat there.
Yeah.
For some reason. They'll always, and it doesn't matter whether it's this year, next year, 10 years ago, it's always been the case.
Yeah, that's right.
It's fascinating.
Yeah, but hopefully if we're providing somewhere nicer to go.
Sure.
And a bit more fresh air and in the park, lovely views of the park, then why not?
How long will it be before it's open?
Well, it's going to be, we've got an extra bit of money from the lottery, which is great, which means we've got all the money to do the whole thing. So we're just at the minute going to have a site meeting in a moment just to sort of measure up for the railings that need to go around at the back of it. And yeah, so should have a spade in the ground, hopefully March, April time.
How brilliant. That's really good. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
And how long did you say this? You've been working on it?
Oh, 6 years.
All right. So people need to know that Julie Jones-Evans has been working on this for 6 years and it's finally going to come to fruition. How great is that? Good luck with that. Thank you.
Well, I think if you've got a vision and you think it's the right thing to do and you consult with people, then you just got to see things through.
Definitely. Absolutely. So I saw you out and about the other day with the guys from Island Roads. You were sort of, so what's on the agenda with Island Roads? Because I know if you go around, especially up our road, and you go up off of Drillall Road, and then I forget it's Clifford Street. That's the one. And they came up, mended a hole, and then another one appeared, and then they mended another hole, and then another one appeared, and so on. And now there's another great big hole that's just appeared. Obviously, the weather we've had don't help, but I mean, it's been neglected for so long, so the job is absolutely huge. But in and around bits of Newport, it is still in a bit of a state. So they're obviously out and about taking note of what's going on. So what's the latest?
Well, just to wind back a little bit, there's a whole programme of works that's been already sort of predetermined. So if you go on their website, you can actually find the map of Newport, click on your street, and you can see when the work to have it resurface is going to be. So until that happens, they will be doing this sort of patchwork effect. So that's one thing. But the reason I was out with them the other day was really about Mill Street, because now it's connected to Fox's Road by Sainsbury's.
Yeah.
We've got some issues around there, which, turn the clock back 4 or 5 years, I was against that link being opened. But unfortunately, due to an old council policy and plan, that link had to be there to create, to enable all that other development, you know, all the housing that's down off Petticoat Lane around there. They call it an enabling development. However, with that came quite a lot of money for the community. They call it 106 money in planning terms for transport. So what I've been sort of labouring the point for years now is that we need to have a crossing around there, because I've got people living in Medina Court who are, you know, of over 60 in there. Yeah. We've got a new place, Summersbrook, just to beyond the brook. They are, I think, over 70 live in there. And we've got Home White House in Crocker Street, and they're again over 60. So it's quite an elderly population around there that, you know, walk. Because I don't know if you realise, but the households in Newport Central, 43% don't have a car, which means we have more people that are walking,
sure,
cycling.
Yeah.
So it's about reclaiming that space for pedestrians. So yeah, we all need cars. You know, we love our cars and we do have them, but actually, we need to get our spaces back for people.
Where would the crossing go? Because I know exactly where you mean, and I must admit, when there was a period of time before Christmas where you knew it had all the bollards up, and you knew it was going to open, and I kept saying to the wife, I said, that's going to be a real problem when they open that, and she said, why will it be? And I went into detail, and I must admit, every time I've walked by there, it's fairly quiet. There doesn't seem to be a massive amount of traffic or people, but I only go there at certain times of the day, so I may be wrong. Maybe I have to, you know, go back there again at different times of the day to find out. So where would the crossing go?
Well, I've sort of kind of left that up to for negotiation, because, you know, you have to comply with certain highways regulations as well. You've got to have, you know, visibility splays. You can't have them too near a junction. So I'd imagine halfway up Mill Street was my, you know, at the top end, was my sort of, in my mind. But it's about getting the people, because if you want to go to Sainsbury's and you're coming from where you live, but walk along, you know, Caesars Road, come out, you have to cross the road at some point to get to Sainsbury's, because the crossing's on the other side of the road further up. So you do have to cross the road at some point. And it's quite a wide road as well.
Yeah.
And if you're not quite as, you know, speedy as you once were.
That has been a problem. When they come round the corner,
yeah,
and all of a sudden you're halfway across the road.
When you're in a car, some people just think, I was going somewhere. They don't think about where they're going through. And if it's, you know, got a nice chicane to go through, you might try driving out, you know, a bit of a Nigel Mansell.
Oh, round there, or I do on the bike, yeah. I've only got like a little zip, and it just, you know, 29 mile an hour. But you know, when you're going around that little chicane bit, you can beat a car around there, because you can wiggle round. No worries whatsoever. But
get a buzz off that.
Yeah, I did wonder when they were open up, have they given themselves a problem? I was worried that it might turn into like a rat run, but it, there's not a massive amount of traffic.
It takes a while for people to realise, doesn't it? I think that route's open. But when we're at the top of Mill Street, you know, by the castle, there was seven cars in a row, all went down Mill Street.
Right.
rather than going down the high street.
Yeah.
So where they went from there, I don't know. But they are doing some traffic monitoring further on down. So, okay. And they're going to do some people counting as well.
Well, I know we had Phil Jordan in a little while ago, and I did say to Phil, can you monitor what goes through that estate? Because it really worries me that there's no traffic calming whatsoever. But what they have got is windy roads. And I'm guessing they put the windy roads in to keep the speed down. But when you've got cars parked either side, which they have up there, and it can be a bit of a problem. And I've driven down there a couple of times, and you've got cars that are coming at you from the other direction, and they go out there doing slightly too much. Mm. All it takes is, because there's little areas down there where kids are playing football as well,
yeah,
which we always used to do up on Pan as well. But one thing that they didn't have on Pan, they had the straight roads. And you're always going to have an issue. What they've done up there, I'm guessing they've done it deliberately, the windy roads, because it will slow you down.
Yeah, designed in.
But there is still a bit of an issue up there. And, you know, with the cars parked on both sides, people do go down there at a bit of a speed. And like you say, if they do know that they can get from A to B now and go around that other way, yes, there's going to be more traffic going down there, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So it could be a bit of an issue. We just need to keep an eye on it, I guess. So yeah. What's the answer, though?
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I have got a big plan, and that's to get a 20-mile-per-hour zone in the centre of town.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
I'd back that, 100%.
Thank you.
Because I walk everywhere. I've got a car, but I don't understand why people have to do more than 20 mile an hour in and around a town. Mm. I really don't. There's that, you know, it is a bit stop-start anyway, but if you're trying to do 30 or 40, then you're being an idiot, as far as I'm concerned. So, yeah.
Well, let me tell you a little story. I've got a resident who lives, in the New Street area in Newport, and I went to see her, and she said, she's in her 70s, and her name's Mary, and she said, Julie, could you get a crossing by here for me and people live around here, because I find it hard to go to the shops anymore. I'm so terrified to cross the road. And, you know, it was really difficult, because there wasn't the need to have it there, looking in highways terms. But for the cars to slow down, it would make her life so much better, because then she's not going out.
Sure.
Her daughter's having to bring her food around. She's not going to the local shops, is she? She's not seeing her friends. And that had a huge knock-on effect. So I just want to sort of rewind this and just get our communities back, get us talking to people. And it's so many benefits. I could go on and on. I won't. But just think back to what it was like when we were younger, you know, and out on our bikes.
Yeah, too right.
Do we see our kids out on our bikes now?
No, not very often. No, you're absolutely right. Even though we've got the channels for them to ride on and so on, it's still, you don't see too many kids out on bikes.
No.
You really don't. Hey, you should come back.
I will.
You come back and do a lunchtime social debate, maybe, and, you know, talk about Newport. And so. Do you know what? I saw a picture the other day. I think it was stemming back to from 1930s.
Mm.
And it was an overall picture, and you could see Church Lytton. And it was actually a cemetery. Because people keep saying, oh, it used to be a cemetery. I think, I don't remember that. And you've got all these pictures of all these graves. And you think, oh, wow. And it was just this really lovely picture. So
I could tell you some stories about church that make your hair curl. But I won't, because it's early on in the day.
I've got to walk home by myself in a minute.
It's
scaring me.
Exactly, yeah. But it is full of bodies.
Do you know what? You should have your own radio show and talk about, you know, businesses in Newport and so on and so forth. Would you do that? Would you come in?
I'd love that, yeah.
All right, listen, don't just say it then, because you've got to come back now. I'm going to hold you to that.
I'm here now. Yeah.
I know where you are.
Yeah, you can find me anytime. Yeah, I'm not easy. I'm easy to find, that's for sure.
All right, brilliant. Nice to see you. And,
thank you for the invite.
You'll be back again.
Yeah, we'll do. And carry on the good work.
Thank you.